I think that... Oh, wait a minute. Hey, wait, I see myself on Twitter. Ed Kalenge has just been traded to another network?
America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is a very special gentleman, the one, the only, the ever-tanned George Hamilton. Yes, George, he's got two things going on TV right now. Of course, Stewart's and Hamilton's, the new reality show on E! And he's also going to be seen in an upcoming episode of Celebrity Wife Swap on ABC. George is a very fun guy, and we will have a pretty interesting conversation with him coming up. And then, this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo. Christina is pretty worked up about something. We'll see what it is. And then another edition of America's Business with Ted David, followed by Twitter's frat party. Yes, a frat party at Twitter, even with those big red plastic cups. It was kind of inappropriate. And when the entire world's economy seems to be hinging on Twitter, is it really the right thing to do? We'll talk about it. And then this week's edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. We start things off this week with a very interesting story that took place around midweek. And it's a sports story, but to me it's emblematic of what is going on with social media and how it is controlling our world and changing things around us. All right, let's set the scene. The New York Mets are playing a home game this week, and the game is going on, and there is a story that one of their players, a guy named Wilmer Flores, the shortstop, has been traded to the Milwaukee Brewers. And everybody goes crazy on Twitter because the Mets are getting back this really good offensive player named Carlos Gomez. It's a done deal. Newspapers are reporting it. All of these reporters, these radio guys, these TV guys, they're rushing to be the first one to be able to say, yes, the trade is going to happen. So it's not officially announced by either team, and in sports, in baseball, when someone is traded, they're normally removed from the game because they no longer belong to that team, and you don't want him getting hurt and messing up the trade. So Wilmer Flores is still playing shortstop. Well, everybody at Citi Field in New York has a smartphone, and they see on Twitter that Wilmer Flores is traded. So they're yelling to him, Wilmer, you've been traded to Milwaukee. Good luck, buddy. Wilmer, you're gone. So Wilmer gets quite upset because he's been in the organization since he's 16 years old, and he starts crying on the field. And so on television, they're just focused in on him, literally with tears streaming down his face. There's one problem. There was no trade. One of the teams backed out. It never even happened at that point. So it just goes to show, Twitter is controlling reality. Anybody can put anything up on Twitter, and now the idea of social media means you need to win some stupid look at me, I'm king of the Twitter hill contest, and you've got to be first. So these journalists that work for legitimate media organizations, for newspapers, remember what that is, for television stations, for radio stations, are now trying to become the, I had it first on social media. They're more interested in serving their followers than serving their ethics, their responsibility, and their employers. Now, this is a sports reference, and it was filled with dis and misinformation, because I got to get it first. I'm in my underwear in my basement, and I've got to tweet out that this trade is happening. What happens the next time there is a national emergency? Can you imagine how much dis and misinformation would have been given out on 9/11, if we had Twitter and Facebook at that time? There was already a lot of dis and misinformation that day about things happening at the State Department and things that just didn't happen. Can you imagine what's going to happen the next time there is some sort of national emergency, be it weather, be it terrorism, be it whatever? Because Twitter is the Wild West. Anything can go on there. It is unfettered. It is unfiltered. And it's irresponsible. Twitter has this power within it to control a national conversation if it wants to. And that's scary. Stay with us. George Hamilton is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
think green.
Harrison with you. Plenty of buzz about New York City's first green boutique hotel, Greenhouse 26, located in Chelsea. It was supposed to open a couple of months ago, hoping to establish that hotels of all sizes can be successfully green. This New York City all-green hotel will be the first hotel in the city to utilize geothermal heating and cooling, requiring a 1,500-foot deep underground well for every six of its 19 stories, cooling in the summer and heating in the winter, with energy costs reduced by 40%. Certified organic towels, organic mattresses, and even organic booze in the eco-friendly roof garden. But as of today, excited New Yorkers keep asking, where is it? Because years later, the building's lot is still totally vacant. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. During a conversation with his high school guidance counselor, 16-year-old Ryan mentioned that he often drank beer. When the counselor began lecturing him on the law, Ryan said that he only drank at home with beer supplied by his mom and dad. Doesn't a high school guidance counselor have a legal responsibility to report Ryan's parents to the police? The final verdict after this. Are cigarettes ruining your life? Miracet is a permanent stop smoking solution. Call 800-942-0965. Only $49.95 with a money back guarantee. That's 800-942-0965. Although every state prohibits the sale or gift of alcohol to minors, these laws do not apply when children receive alcohol in their own home with the consent of their parents. So no laws were broken. And that's the final verdict.